to John chapter 11 and reading from verse 30 to 37. John chapter 11 and reading from verse 30 to 37. Now we have read this passage just now. We have almost read the whole chapter. But this is the text, verse 30 to 37. This will be our meditation this afternoon. This portion of scripture relates two sisters, Mary and Martha, and their brothers, Lazarus. But Mary and Martha, they were grieving over the death of their brothers, whom they love. In fact, the Lord Jesus Christ loved this family. We have just read in chapter 11. Jesus loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Yes, and every time when the Lord Jesus Christ was in Bethany or in Jerusalem, he would always go to the house, and then they will always take care of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ loved this family. And in this episode here, in this text, they had called Jesus to come because Lazarus was sick. When Lazarus was sick, they had sent somebody to call Jesus to come to the house quickly so that the Lord Jesus Christ can heal the brother. So the Lord Jesus Christ was busy. He has a very tight schedule. But later, after his schedule, he went. In fact, the Lord Jesus Christ has said that he will go. And he went there. He will do something which will glorify God. We know the story and we look ahead. We know why. What the Lord Jesus Christ said, although he delayed, he know Lazarus is dead. Because Jesus Christ used the term, Lazarus is asleep. And all the disciples, and if he's asleep, it is all right. He will wake up by himself. And then the Lord Jesus Christ has to use very plain English so that they can understand, no, Lazarus is dead. And when the Lord Jesus Christ arrived there, Lazarus is already dead 4 days. So Bethany was in a little village. Bethany was a little village. The house was in that village. And was about 2.5 miles away from Jerusalem. And when Jesus arrived there, So Martha, when he heard that the Lord Jesus Christ is going there, she left the house and ran and meet the Lord Jesus Christ on the path to the house. Therefore, Martha meet the Lord Jesus Christ outside their house. And there Martha said to him, "Oh Lord, if you had been here, Lazarus would not have died." Right? Jesus Christ says, "Well, you see, I'm the resurrection." And then another says, I know, you are the resurrection. I know that great day will come and then all of us will be resurrected. So Jesus Christ was not referring to them. After that, Jesus Christ himself said, "No, I am the resurrection." Right? At that moment, told him that I am the resurrection and the life. So implying that if it is my will, I can and will raise the Lazarus from the dead. Of course, Jesus Christ did not say plainly in this way, "I am the resurrection and the life." And then after that, she left Jesus and returned home. And when she reached home, she pulled Mary away from there. Some Jews who were her friends, their friends, they were there mourning and comforting the two sisters, comforting Mary. And she pulled Mary away and told Mary silently or secretly, "Master is here and he calleth for thee." And on hearing this, immediately she rose, got up, and then she walked to the place where Martha had met the Lord Jesus Christ. When Mary saw the Lord Jesus Christ, she ran to him and fell down at his feet. And she said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother Lazarus would not have died, had not died." And Jesus was looking and then saw all the friends, Jewish friends, the mourners crying. And Jesus, according to now, according to verse 33, I'd like you to look at verse 33. And here in verse 33, and Jesus saw everybody there with the mourners with her. And then verse 33, the last part, and Jesus groaned in the spirit. Jesus groaned in the spirit. In KJV, he would groan in the spirit and was troubled. Now, this part of the scripture, verse 33, is very difficult to understand, to fit into this incident. I'll explain later. And then when Jesus saw all these things, saw they all were grieving, the two sisters were grieving, and the mourners were having crying, and Jesus wept. Jesus burst out in tears. And then the others, the Jews, saw, he cried. So he must have loved Lazarus very much. And some of the Jews, some of them said, he healed a blind. He healed a blind. Could he even raise the dead? Referring to Lazarus. And that's the end of this episode, this text. This is what we are going to meditate on this text. We will look at it, examine it very carefully later, afterwards, soon, and learn a couple of spiritual lessons from it. The first one is, of course, Jesus Christ, during his during the time when he was so busy, his schedule was so tight. So when he heard the news that Lazarus was sick, and he already intended to do something. He knew that when he reached there, Lazarus would have died. But he's going to do something. And that is to raise Lazarus from the dead. And he himself said that it would be for the glory of God. And so, in spite of the tight schedule, he went there, knowing that the family whom he loved and the two sisters, they are grieving and they have called him. But he went there late. When he arrived there late, 4 days late already, Lazarus had been buried 4 days. And they were grieving. Now we learn one thing about the Lord Jesus Christ here. Although we don't see him, we know that Jesus Christ is now in heaven. He sees us. He can see us from there. And he knows every one of us. So he knows our heartaches, our griefs, our sorrows, our sadness, or whatever affliction we may have also on this earth. For example, this COVID-19 is quite dangerous. It affected so many. Now you have even the variant viruses, more deadly, is transmissible faster than the previous one. Yet I believe many of God's people who love the Lord have been protected. I believe. You just follow the certain simple measures of wearing your mask, wearing the mask, and observe the social distancing, and keep yourself away from people, from crowds. I think that is, we have observed that, that's good. And so far, so good. And although there, of course, we have this vaccination, and then God also protected those of us who have gone to the vaccination. For example, my son also has went to the vaccination. He got vaccinated, Moderna. Whereas, remember one minister in TV, he mispronounced Moderna as Badana. You didn't hear that. But my wife heard Moderna, Badana. Anyway, it's what is Moderna. So my son got injection, vaccinated Moderna. And then we were saying, why take Moderna, go by Pfizer? But anyway, he got first shot and second shot. The second shot was a bit more more dangerous or more powerful. So he was fever, having sick for a few days. Then everything was all right. So we have vaccination. And then we can also go for the vaccination. Now, I have not been vaccinated, but I may want to go one of these days. And, but the Lord, what I'm trying to say is that the Lord knows that His children are in this kind of state. He knows that there is this pandemic in the whole world. He knows. Wherever it is, are those who are His children, who look to Him, look to God, He will protect them. Always praise the Lord. Thank Him also to keep us safe from this COVID-19. Now, we come to the part where we want to look at verse 33. Now, many commentators in their commentaries have said this is a very difficult verse to interpret. And the reason why, you see, that last part of verse 33, he says here, he groaned in the spirit. The word groaned in the Greek word embry-maumoi, which means what? It means, the word means anger or displeasure. In other words, you read, and he groaned, he was angry in his spirit. Now, commentators, you know, here is a family that's grieving, and then you were angry in the spirit. So many commentators have flattened or smoothened this, make it easier to understand. Say maybe he's deeply moved, or he's sad, or all kinds of words they use. But they are now, in so doing, they have not been faithful to the text. And So this is the not good, not right actually for them. Even if you say, if the word groaned here, this the Greek word being used here, and if it's used in other contexts in the Bible, it is also translated as angry. If you refer to Mark chapter 3 verse 5, and you will find that. For example, Mark chapter 3 verse 5, for example. Look at Mark chapter 3 verse 5. Now, one word is used there again. Verse 5, let me read to you. And it says, "And when he looked around about and on them with anger." So the word anger there is the same Greek word. And so other also verses that use this word, many of them have translated the same, anger or displeasure. And if you put in this context here, in this context where with Mary and Martha, in this John chapter 11 here, it doesn't fit in. And so these commentators have tried to change and make it understandable and change these words. And then this is not right. It is not right to do it. And so the problem therefore is, why was Jesus angry? Was he angry because of what was the object? Mary and Martha? Because of Mary and Martha, they were sad, and Jesus Christ was angry. Therefore, it doesn't fit in, you see. And then moreover, as you carry on, and they say, was troubled. Now, this one is easier, since the word is still the same. It's a correct word. And he was troubled. That means Jesus Christ was deeply moved or troubled in his heart. But anger, the first one, was anger. How? Why? The point is this. Jesus Christ, probably now, Jesus Christ's expression here, you'll find this a complexity of a complex reaction. One part was angry and then was deeply moved. So deeply moved, we can understand. But angry, how do we explain? Now we can explain what causes the death of Lazarus. That in the end, later on, because of Lazarus' death, the two sisters were very sad and sorrowing and grieving. Sin. Satan. In the realm of Satan, because of sin, that causes death. And so Jesus Christ was angry because of sin. The realm of Satan, where allow this sin to happen. Death. Death is in the hands of the devil. You got the key of death, where? And Christ was very angry. Therefore, this anger was directed towards the realm of Satan, or was directed against Satan for causing the death of Lazarus. So the object of that anger was not the family, Mary and Martha and Lazarus, but the object was sin, and it's in the realm of Satan. So Jesus Christ was angry. And therefore, some commentators have put it that way. So Jesus Christ, there is a complexity, a possibility of these two responses. one of feeling angry because of sin, of the presence of Satan that caused this type of thing. Jesus Christ was angry with that. But at the same time, he was troubled, deeply moved, where the two sisters were crying, grieving. I will also put in this way, that you'll find that in Martha and Mary, when the first words that they said to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord, if you had been here, Lazarus would not have died. Was it a word of faith? Martha, in the end, when the Lord Jesus Christ says, well, about the resurrection, and then Jesus Christ says, I'm the resurrection. So there was a tinge. And so Mary said the same thing, exactly the same words. If you had been here, Lazarus would not have died. Same words. And so there was a tinge of unbelief. So Martha will say, yes, we will be resurrected. It's only when that great day when you come back then. So it was a future thing. And though Jesus Christ had to say directly to Martha, I am the resurrection and life. I'm already here. I am the resurrection and life. In other words, I can bring back. Of course, Martha said, of course, whatever you ask God, God will do it. But he knows that it's in the future. But Jesus Christ says, now I can. I am the resurrection and the life. And so there was this mixed possibility, this complexity of response. One time he was angry. He was angry because of sin, of Satan that brought these sufferings upon these people, upon the people of God. And he was angry. But to the family, to Mary and Martha, he was deeply troubled. And then you'll find that later on, following that verse, you have verse 35, Jesus wept. He was burst into tears. And you'll find this is the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. And so much so, even some of the Jews, the mourners who came along, they also doubt about the Lord Jesus Christ. He can cure the blind. Could he also raise the dead? Yeah, there's a doubt there. And Jesus Christ, for all this unbelief in them, the tinge of unbelief, and then with Satan is the causing all these heartaches and grieving, cause the death. And so the Lord Jesus Christ was angry. So there was a complexity of reaction. The possibilities are both a possibility. But we should not, like other commentators, change the meaning, groan in the spirit, and try to, instead of according to what the Greek word said, angry, displeasure, they change, and to make it more acceptable, palatable, and that's not right. So KJV is more faithful to the original word. The problem is that those of us who are studying it, we find that this cannot fit into the incident or the episode. Then we try to change the word to make it more palatable so that we can accept it. But rather we should examine the text carefully and try to come up with another reason. And a good reason is that the death of Lazarus is a cause of sin, because anybody who sin will will die. God says, sinner must die. Like all of us, all sinners must die. And Satan was the cause of it. It was the trouble there. And so because of that, Jesus Christ was angry with the presence of Satan. And so, this verse, although it's difficult, we can understand it. So next time when we read John chapter 11 here, we come to this verse, we say, in the English word, of course, say groaned. We thought that in the spirit, just was trouble and all this kind of thing. But in the Greek text, anger. So in other words, you put, he angered in spirit. Now then we begin to ask why. Why angered? Is the translator interpreted strong this word wrongly? Translated this word wrongly? No. The word groaned is not as angry. And so now we more or less... response that there is a Jesus' reaction, therefore, to Martha, the sorrow of Martha and Mary, has some possibilities, and that of anger plus is deeply moved for the family. And so we find that in the passage later on, as you read on, and the Lord Jesus Christ raised Lazarus from the dead. Jesus Christ, where have you buried him? And then they brought him to the place. And then they rolled a stone away. And Martha said, how can you should not now? Because by that time, 4 days already, Lazarus stink. And so they rolled a stone away. And Jesus just loudly called forth, Lazarus, come forth. As some commentators say, if Jesus had not called Lazarus and said, come forth, well, many, the dead will come out. But Jesus Christ specifically said, Lazarus, come forth. Only Lazarus was resurrected. And he came out with all the clothes wrapped around him. Jesus Christ loosed it. And so it's for the glory of God. So we understand this passage. Now another thing that we learn from here is that Mary and Martha, when Jesus Christ was there, they should have expressed gladness that Christ is there and so he can raise Lazarus there. But they also given up. He already dead 4 days. And Jesus Christ said, I am the resurrection and the life. So in other words, they still must believe. As children of God, we must have a believing heart. A mind, our heart. Our heart must be always believing in Christ. No matter what. We have prayed. My son prayed for Jemima, his wife. Prayed hard. When Jemima first that she went to the doctor and they said that she got this cancer. My son's reaction is what if she has cancer, that is a death penalty, death sentence already. So my son knew that Jemima is a matter of time. And so we all prayed. I prayed, my wife prayed, the two girls, daughters also prayed, all prayed for healing. But during her treatment with chemo and all that, she did not suffer from any side effect. She was able to sleep except for the loss of hair. Other than that, the suffering was nothing. There was no suffering. Side effect was very, very mild. So all of us thought was okay. And she got the kind of cancer which is a small cell cancer. When the specialist examined her and found that, he said, "It's very sorry that you had this small cell. Very few people have this." And she had this small cell cancer. Very difficult to treat. And first, for the first few treatment, well, everything with ordering was okay. The lung also shrunk. So there was hope. Then after 1 month, the cancer spread to the brain and to other places. And it's difficult. The heart also. And the lungs, to the lungs. Yes. It's so difficult. And that's how the Lord took her home. Now we all pray, believing also. But I think my son never once doubt, believe that God will. And he even prayed, "If Lord, you are not going to heal her, then you take her home as quickly as possible, so that you relieve her from the suffering on this earth." That's how he prayed. And he shared with us, that's how he shared with the mother, that's how he prayed. And we pray with him the same, that relieve her from it. And so on that particular day, when it gets worse, there's no more, the doctor has said, "I have no more medicine to give. Nothing to give. And just wait." And the Lord took her home. But what is important here, that when we are in such a situation, when we are afflicted by any kind of sickness, or even our loved ones, our friends, we all pray to the Lord. We hope the Lord. We pray to Him. That means we believe that He can. That is correct. That He can heal. But if He cannot, if He will not heal, God can heal. Nothing is impossible with God. But we should keep on believing, no matter what. We should never, "Well, we prayed to you, Lord. You heard our prayer, we know." Then don't ever say further than that, "Why don't you heal her or him?" No, we don't. Always believe and trust in the Lord. And then you apply Romans 8:28. "For all things work together for good." So if in this kind of terminal diseases, and then it's time, and it's taken away, and then you have missed something, somebody else, you remember Romans 8:28. "All things worketh for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." So everything that happened, it will happen because God has called the person home. Something is missing, but God takes over all things. You all loved Him, everything will work together for good. Everything. And today we ask the daughters, everything work, how they manage. One got a house, got a job, and both of them Though both of them have jobs, they're all right. And how they can help. They have jobs in which they can now help the father. All in perfect timing. That's what they said. And I said, we keep on believing. Never, don't ever have a slight tinge of unbelief. Trust in the Lord completely. If God will not heal, while we pray, we have to be patient. And if God will not heal, then we wait for the day when He will come. Finish, everything will be healed. He will call the person home, he's out in paradise. Now Jeremiah is in a better place. As all of them can say, you ask Mayanne, Maylene, and Jeffrey, Dr. Jericho. Yes, Mima is in a better place now than all of them. But of course, after death, there is no more, the kind of relationship is no more. While we know that, while Dr. Jericho knows that Jemima is his wife, but that relationship has already, death has what? Is finished. No relationship at all. We will be like the angels, not given in marriage. Yes. No relationship. You are married, once the death happens, and that's the end of that kind of marriage relationship. When you are in heaven, all is different. And so, whatever calamities we might be in, or affliction or diseases, let us have faith. Don't even allow a little bit of unbelief in our hearts and our mind. We may know, others may not know, but God knows. The Lord Jesus Christ knows. Because He sees our heart, He knows our condition, whether you are believing or unbelieving. And so we prayed, and if we think if healing is not forthcoming, then we exercise patience. That's all. We know that one day we all will be resurrected, when no sickness can affect us anymore. So keep on believing and have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't give up our faith in Jesus Christ. Don't. Many people have left their churches, have left their profession of the Lord Jesus Christ because of this kind of problems in life, and they have prayed and it's no answer, and some of them have given up their faith. Some of them have even given up. They are going to church also, have fellowship with fellow other Christians. And then some start to blaspheme the name of God. Don't. Let us always remember to believe unconditionally in the Lord Jesus Christ. We can pray with all our heart, fervently. You can even fast one day, 2 days in prayer. Because the Lord Jesus Christ says this kind of thing can only happen by fasting and prayer. You can even do that, and the answer does not come. It doesn't mean that the Lord Jesus Christ has forgotten all that He has said. No. In spite of that, I will still keep on believing. And I'll wait for the day of the resurrection. Thank you, Lord. Keep on believing. And God knows. In your situation or in our situation, everything will work together for good. To them that love God and who are called according to His purpose. So we can abide. And God will work everything correctly. Let us pray.